G'day business owners, Peter Fitzgerald with a Handbook for Business. Let's talk about business preparation. According to the ABS, last financial year about 1,200 businesses started every day. Sadly, within 3 years, 80% or more of them will have failed. If you're intending to start up and want to avoid failure, there's a simple test to take. How many sales are needed for your idea to succeed? Yearly, weekly, daily? Years ago, I helped a bloke who wanted to start a barbecue chicken shop until he took the test. His income and profit target was $100,000 plus $240,000 expenses. That's $340,000 gross profit. At an average of $7 per chook, he had to sell 130 every day of the year. No way, he concluded, especially with two other chicken shops in town. Be alert to three mistakes startups make. One, the wrong assumption. Being skilled at technical work or selling is no guarantee of business success. Two, the wrong advice. Friends and family may be supportive, but they have no idea what it takes to build a business. Three, the wrong conclusion. For many, there is no real market need for the product or service they want to sell because customer demand is already being met. My counsel for intending business owners? Step one, your first decision is not what to sell, but who is your ideal customer. Step two, identify the main problem these people want fixed and your unique solution. Step three, create an exceptional and irresistible offer to attract buyers in this niche. And step four, calculate your daily, weekly, and monthly break-even sales in dollars and units, the chook test. The bottom line, the right preparation begins long before you open the door. The Bible, our handbook counsel for today, Proverbs 24:27. Prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward, build your house or business. Thanks for listening to this Handbook from Business.com.au podcast.